This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 10th, 2022. We're in hour two of the broadcast, taking your phone calls all this hour, 512-248-8252. Donate to RBN, support RBN. Make contributions to RBN. If you enjoyed this broadcast, ask for nothing. Donate to RBN and let them know you enjoy this broadcast on Saturday mornings. We've got a full lineup of the heavy hitters. Jim in New York, Daryl in Canada, Paul in New Jersey, Tony in Chicago, Tom in Florida. Jim in New York, how are you doing? What is on your mind, sir?
Oh, good morning, Farron. I see you in mainstream talk radio, like AM radio, they're all complaining about releasing Brittany Griner. For one, I think she's a man. I think her voice is deeper than mine. I think she's a transgender. Two, they're complaining about this Paul Whelan still being there. Well, what was Paul Whelan doing in Russia? Now, he's been sentenced to 10 years for espionage. I suspect he is guilty. And I think this Paul Whelan is working for intelligence. I think he could be a mercenary. So, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. This Paul Whelan, who mainstream conservatives are all complaining about, he's doing no favor to the American people. Being a mercenary, stirring up trouble in Russia, does nothing for the American people. So I suspect he is guilty. I have no sympathy for him. I hope Paul Whelan rots in prison in Russia. He wanted to make a ton of money being a mercenary or doing intelligence, so now he has to pay. So I don't get these, quote, mainstream conservatives all rallying around someone stirring up trouble in Russia. That doesn't help me or you. Another point I wanted to make, so the Republicans have the House of Representatives. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Can you name one major bill on a federal level that has the Republicans pass that's helped the American people? Aaron, can you name one?
No, Jim, I can't. I can't name one that's affected me in a positive way whatsoever.
I can't. And people forget the Bush years. Americans have short memories. They had it all. Had W. Bush, a Republican Congress. And here's what they did. They created the Patriot Act, the War on Terror. Bush created Homeland Security. Yep. A huge agency started under Bush and the Republicans. Bush created this monstrosity that's now going after the American people. The Republicans passed free trade, shipping jobs to China, NAFTA, tax cuts for billionaires. They're indifferent to illegal immigration. In fact, the Republican establishment loves cheap labor, driving down wages. I cannot think on a federal level one thing the Republicans have passed that have benefited your normal working class Americans. Go ahead, Farron.
And Jim, when we're discussing the George W. Bush years, this was when the torture took place in Iraq. That story broke, and then if it wasn't bad enough, after 8 years of George W. Bush, the economy collapsed while he was in office. At the very end of his tenure is when the economic collapse came of 2008 and 2009. I mean, George W. Bush should go down as one of the worst all-time presidents in history, war criminal to boot. But, you know, the news media don't paint it that way. So, yeah. Well, and, you know, like I harp on all the time, Jim, the Republicans had complete control from 2016 to 2018. What did they do? They went along with this foolish Russian hoax BS. They wouldn't build the wall. They'd done nothing about voter fraud or voter ID. How'd that work out for them? I mean, they sat on their hands and did absolutely nothing, and that's why it matters not to me. If I could care less if Republicans get elected or if they don't. If they do get elected, they're not going to do anything. So more people need to come to grips with those facts, because they're in your face and undeniable.
Yes. Well, the Democrats have lost their minds with all this woke stuff, BLM and all this. They've lost their minds. But that doesn't mean the Republicans are good. That doesn't mean the Republicans are on our side. And, you know, but, you know, the mainstream Republican, well, what else can you do but vote Republican? I have a prediction I made. The big accomplishment Republicans will do in 2023, they'll cut Social Security and Medicare. That's what they'll win on. They'll win on screw-cutting Social Security and Medicare. That's what they're going to do. Go ahead.
And pass some sort of amnesty bill, like the one Tom Tillis is working on. They'll pass some sort of amnesty bill, just like they did under Reagan, and say, you know, now we've fixed the problem by giving amnesty to all these illegal aliens. They will do absolutely nothing about all of this massive corruption that we've seen from the Hunter Biden laptop on down, any of it, all of it. They'll do nothing but useless lip service is all we'll see. Let me give you the last word, Jim. I always appreciate your phone call.
Yeah, they'll give us a lot of theater about Hunter Biden, a show, but they won't do anything. In fact, remember, Republicans love cheap labor immigration. They're for corporate profits. They'll do nothing about him. In fact, they may be the ones who pass amnesty. But anyway, thank you so much for taking my call, and you have a great weekend, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much, Jim. Thank you so much. Daryl in Canada, Paul, Tony, and Tom coming up. Daryl, how are you doing? What's on your mind?
Doing well. I hope you're doing well after getting close to those two libtards, Farron. I hope you were in a open area with those vaxxed and boosted immune system depleted people. Hope you kept your distance, stayed away from them.
I had my colloidal silver on.
Yeah, and NaCl cysteine is great for people, especially people that are unvaxxed and unvaxxed, but especially the unvaxxed, because that'll stop the spike protein from catching on if they're if they have to work in enclosed places and stuff like that. Yeah, quickly, I would say that I would rank George W. Bush the second worst, and Lyndon Johnson with this 1965 Immigration Act and a few other disasters at the worst. You know, I think this is a bit of a blessing in disguise, what is happening in New Zealand, to wake people up to the shedding situation I keep talking about. Like it's really like in the blood supply, breast milk. Like I was mentioning about being in a. Being close to people in exosomes and this breathing in a prolonged period, just, you know, it's very, very important to get people waking up. I know everyone's woke up on the other side about, you know, the disaster of the shot, but, you know, it's the passing on now. So this story will help. And, you know, and it's amazing that they're not going to give him the blood. A six-month-old baby, he needs like maybe one, maybe two units of blood at the most. It's not like he's going to be like in the like you see those scenes in the emergency ward. There's blood all over, and they can't keep up With the units that they're bringing in, and they're piling in the Persinoprim, and he's just bleeding them out. I mean, it's just a little bit of blood. I mean, they're making, it's just a point. That's what the whole thing is. It's like the USA. They're one of the only countries still left that, I can't go. I can't go. I'm not vaccinated. I can't go to the U.S. I can go to just about any other country in the U.S., in the world. But I can't go to the U.S. You have to have a vaccination to go in there. I mean, even Trudeau stopped doing that a few months ago. I mean, the Biden administration's just put their foot down and said, you know, it's my way or the highway. It's like this New Zealand, the government there. They say, you know, it's like us against them. They will not relent. It's, you got to get vaxxed. It's like a kid saying, it's my way. Do it my way or you can't do it. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, it's true. And I mean, when you look at this, what does it tell you? It tells you that there's an orchestrated,
yes, that's the
plan to force everyone against their will into doing it their way. So there has to be an agenda here, and it's not. It's like I told these two women. I was like, do you honestly believe that the government of the United States cares that much about your health? A country that has nuclear bombed civilian populations, a country that carried out MK Ultra, and I gave them a long list. A lot of it I knew they didn't probably even know what I was talking about. But you honestly believe they care that much about your health? So no, there's some diabolical agenda here, and it's depopulation is what it fundamentally comes down to, and control. If they can control and force you, and of course these ladies' argument was, oh, they force you to have these other vaccinations. Well, those were vaccinations. This is not a vaccination. This is a mRNA gene therapy, unlike anything we've seen previously. So let's get this correct. But if they can force, if you don't have autonomy, here's my bottom line, Daryl. If you don't have autonomy over your body and your children's body, who you are, you know, you supervise and have control of until they're 18 to make medical decisions. If you don't have autonomy over that, then you're a slave. You're a slave to the government because they have autonomy over your body and can tell you what to do. And people should frame it that way, but they don't. They succumb to the propaganda. I'm in shock at the people in this area that marched right out, and not only to get begged for, wanted at the front of the line, but used excuses. I'm in the fire department. Let me be at the front. They were totally succumbed to the fear propaganda, the fear porn. And a lot of them, I mean, they just look like the walking dead now. The ones that took the two shots and all the boosters, oh, yeah. They're pale as a ghost. They're having health problems. They're catching everything that comes around. And so, I, like you've said many times, we're just seeing it unfold, and I think it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Oh, yeah. The clots are just going to, and the immune system suppression is just unbelievable. And yet, all these aliens, all these illegal Indians from Central America, for the most part, are coming in, and there's nothing going on with them. A couple more points before I go here. He rehabilitated himself a little bit. I don't know if you saw that interview with Gavin McGinnis. He was much better there. He rehabbed himself. I think he did a much better point. And, you know, one thing that if he's not going to sit there and name names, which is so easy to do, and what he needs to do is defer to Nick, because Nick is always with him. Nick Fuentes is always with him. All he needs to do is just say Nick, and then Nick can just go off on one of those cozy TV rants of his and name names in spectacular fashion. And, you know, get the job done. This Jonathan Greenblatt, I mean, I don't know, people need to, it's Saturday night, it's Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, it's always been classic horror movies usually played as kids, we used to watch that. Go to the 1925 movie Nosferatu. That's what Jonathan Greenblatt is he could have starred in that movie if he was alive back then. Okay, Fern, I'll let you go, you got great callers.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Also, I was shocked at this, and I'm glad Daryl reminded me of this. I meant to make a note of this. A lot of you people know Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman, I believe from Georgia, but don't hold me to that. And they railroaded her out. She posted on Facebook. I'm friends with her on Facebook. I don't do anything on Facebook except look at it occasionally. She posted a list. I started to read it today, but it was so long. She posted a list on Facebook of who's who in the music industry.
Good.
And And they allowed this. And, I mean, it was jaw-dropping. It's just like Ye said. If you coupled that, I wish someone would do. I don't have the knowledge. Like I know you said, Daryl David Duke, he can just roll it out. I wish he'd kind of roll it out and put it on his website where people could copy and paste it and share it. But just the whole thing, the news media, the record industry, Hollywood, and then politics currently in office. Big tech, and then some of the big pharma, because, you know, like Borla and Pfizer. It's just astonishing. But Cynthia McKinney, I'm going to see if I can line her up to have her on, because she really does. She's fighting the battle in her own way, and she is laying a lot of truths out there that I was unaware of just from reading it. So you maybe can find that. I don't know. You can probably, if you're on Facebook, become friends with her and see that post, but it's really interesting. So yeah, reminder. I meant to make a note of that and say that today, and I forgot. So
yeah, there's memes out there like on Twitter and stuff. They should just blow those up. Where they say CNN and all these other places, they should just show those up. And Tony, I'd like to ask Tony. See what Tony, what's your opinion on the shedding? Because you did, of course, did a website on the. I don't know if it's still up, but on your. On your opinion on the shedding and the breast milk and the contamination of blood, I'd like to hear his opinion on that. Okay, Farron, it's just a priceless show. Always, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Tony's coming up after Paul, so we will find out from him about that. Paul in New Jersey, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hello, Farron.
Hello, hey, Paul.
Farron, in that one advertisement that RBN's been running with my voice on it, it's got a Jim from New York. And he says, neocon cucks. Right? And the fact of the matter is, Farron, we are cuckolded. By definition, we are cucks, the nation as a whole. And it's interesting because the origin of the word cuckold comes from cuckoos. And what happens is a cuckoo is like a tricky bird. It'll come and lay its egg in another bird of another species' nest. And then when the eggs crack, the cuckoo bird is somewhat larger, this young fledgling, and it pushes out the other birds out of the nest to their deaths. And so when the absent parents of those birds come back to the nest, they're dumb and they think, oh, it's their baby, and they raise it to adulthood, right? And this is exactly what Jews have done on the large scale in America, right? They came into this country innocent and harmless, and then slowly over the decades, they worked together to conspire, and they pushed our interests right out of the nest. That's what they've done. You know, we go to war and die for global Israeli strategic goals, right? If you think about that list that Wesley Clark brought up, the seven countries. Right, remember it? It had Yemen on it, had Syria on it, had Libya on it, had Iraq on it. And gee, who did America cross the ocean to? For whom, by the way, to go wreck all of those countries? Right? Who did we do that for? Oh, we did that for the Israelis. That's right, because AIPAC and Jewish agents within the United States government and the also PNAC, you know, Project for a New American Century, they rose to power and they kicked the white Gentile interests out and they run foreign policy now, right? And we have Anthony Blinken there doing this. We got Victoria Nuland. She's getting the job done over in Ukraine. And all us white cuckolds are sitting there tolerating these Jews that run our government, and they've got us, by the way, so cowed, Farron, that we barely can even, we're afraid almost on the individual basis to say it because we seem like nasty, because we'll be painted as anti-Semites, just to point out the overrepresentation of Jews in the Biden administration, as I read on your show like a month ago. And so this is the condition of America, how basically we've fallen. We've been taught that only Jewish history matters. Only the Jewish genocide, when it's against them, that's the only one that matters, right? And they selectively, you know, like just whine and promote the memory of the Holocaust and become obligatory, while other genocides are ignored. And we people have to go along with this. They have to get dragged into the Holocaust. We have to watch the umpteenth Holocaust movie over and over and over again. And they have complete, like I would argue, there's a term Alex Jones uses where it's all-encompassing, like a stereopticon of Zog, because we do live under a Zog rule. But it's great to see the occasional Nick Fuentes and Kanye out there discussing it. Kanye should do the right thing, keep the gimp mask on and keep his mouth closed, because he obviously hasn't read much about it, and it just parrots what Alex Jones says and parroting now what Nick Fuentes says. And so since Nick Fuentes seems to be the only intellect in that group, that motley crew, we want Nick to bone up on Jews in the Biden administration, to have that information handy and get that out there to the public. You know, because the public is starting to wake up, apparently.
Well, these guys putting out this type of information and others, like I played a couple of weeks ago, it was just somebody I found on, someone had sent that to me. It was a black guy on YouTube really laying out some facts, you know. But it's made me wonder, Paul, and I'll get your opinion on this, where will this all go? You know, we see these things rise and we see these things fall, just like the Tea Party movement or whatever. And it makes me wonder what will happen that will silence Ye. Will they kill him? Will his plane go down? Or will he just say at some point he's done with this? I don't know. Is he serious about running for president? And you know what was interesting? This past week, the tip of the spear was put a poll on his website about who would you vote for in the presidential election. And he had Tulsi Gabbard on there. He had Trump. He had DeSantis. He had Rand Paul. He didn't put Ye. And I thought, wow, you know, you're going to put a poll out there. You're going to put Tulsi Gabbard on there, and you're not going to put Ye on that poll to see how many people would really take that serious. You know, I don't know. I would have found that interesting. But yeah, I wonder how this will all cycle out, because I doubt a year from now, and I may be completely all wrong, but I doubt a year from now we'll be talking about Ye. I doubt he'll be running for president. It's fine with me if he does, but I'm just giving you my opinion. What's your thoughts on that, Paul?
I think in a year from now, people will basically ignore him. To me, we should ignore him now. The man's a certifiable mental case. I mean, Farron, would you vote for anybody saying they're going to run for president who wears basically a gimp mask over his face in public? Forget it. He's gone. He's mental. He's crazy. You know, and we have to stick to our basic policies, you know, especially coming out of Fetterman, that we do, and Biden, we don't elect people with mental health problems to high office. You just can't. So he's, you know, it's ridiculous. He's mental. And so otherwise, I think he'll just slowly be ignored. As all the Zionist media organizations will basically ignore him and not give him any time. And unless he's making a fool of himself, and then the rest of the people are slowly going to get bored with him, and he'll be forgotten in a year. And that's what's going to happen. And on that note, Farron, I look forward to listening to Tony.
Hey, thank you so much, Paul. Tony in Chicago. Tony, you probably heard some of the questions that Daryl had. Mm-hmm. The break's probably going to get you. I'll hold you over. But if you want to address those,
yeah,
feel free.
I don't know anything more about shedding and, you know, all this spike protein passing between people through casual contact and what's on, you know, Jeff Rancer on BitChute, et cetera. All I know is that the guy that this woman that I'm living with now, before she moved in with me, this guy, she still keeps in touch with this guy. And once in a blue moon, he just got out of the hospital with a bladder cancer, and he's perfectly healthy. And he was a COVID head, and he did the boosters. And that's the second casualty that she knows. In March, one of this church she goes to once in a blue moon, there was some lady in her mid-60s that took the booster, you know, two shots and the booster, and then she dropped dead 2 weeks later in her sleep. So, unfortunately, everything that, you know, Pastor Eli James, vaccine hoax, and my personal efforts to try to start some type of a revolution in this country over this that nobody went with, it's all coming true, unfortunately. And if you look at the numbers, it appears that the majority of people dropping dead or getting cancer from this are white people. There's quite a few blacks. It doesn't seem like any Ashkenaz, some Jews. It doesn't even affect them. But getting off of that, just two quick things. And hold me over to break, but two quick things on the Zelensky. You brought that up. Okay. You know, and the Orthodox Church. Am I still on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're fine. Go ahead.
You know, I just put this up on Truth Media, Trump's site, and they flagged it. Who knows if they'll throw me off. But, I mean, what he's doing is just no different than what, you know, communist Jews, when they get in office. They brutally go against the churches, and that's what happened in the Russian Jew revolution in Russia. And there's actually videos of this. They bulldozed thousands of Orthodox churches. They lined up the Orthodox priests and gunned them down. And there's actually some videos of this. It wasn't all destroyed. So, you know, this is nothing new. What's happened in Ukraine, and you know, the silence is deafening. In this country, from the Christian community, you know, I hate to say it, I'm just going to be blunt. They're showing themselves up for the cowards that they are. Okay, they won't go against these Jews, at least the mainstream Christian community. Okay, that doesn't include identity. But just one last thing on the climate change hoax. Okay, that video that you mentioned, that situation in the UK that you mentioned, that little town.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, people, like I was saying a phone call earlier in the year before the election, you know, people, you're just not paying enough attention to this climate change hoax, because you need to go to BitChute, go to World Alternative Media. You gave a pretty good synopsis of this plan, you know, the way you explained it, okay, before the caller session. I mean, this is insanity. This is what's coming. They're rolling this out. They're going to do it in Europe, but they're going to want to do it in here. Some variation. I mean, this is hardcore Orwellian police state where your movement is, you know, controlled. Okay. And it's enforced by license plate cameras and facial recognition. And it's going to also be enforced through carbon credits. This is all happening, man. People are talking about this. This is just insane that this is right in front of our faces. Okay, we are going under Orwellian communist Jew control worldwide. And no one's just saying it. Like I said, in this district here, I was around, and I just didn't do anything about it. The Congress, Sean Casten, he's one of the kingpins in the House of Representatives on this hoax. And this guy that ran against them, this mayor of Orland Park, he had $2.5 million. This McCarthy traitor was in here. He never said nothing about it. He never went after him. And, you know, I went out to I scoped this guy's office in August, and I was going to go out there and start protesting his office on this thing. It wasn't the best, scenario for, I think I got cut off.
No, it's the break. Hang on. Oh. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Then we've got Tom, Patrick, and Lauren coming up.
Okay, let me just say a few words.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. And I wanted to remind everyone, go to republicbroadcasting.org. Check out week 5 of the John Stadtmiller book drive. I failed to mention last hour, My First Days in the White House by Michael Collins Piper is autographed to John. So if you're interested in that, definitely go to the website and also donate and help keep the network on the air. We're back to Tony in Chicago. Tony, you know, we know what the plan is. The plan is digital currency, vaccine passports, climate lockdowns, and censorship of dissenters, Chinese style. Even Klaus Schwab has admitted to all of this. And what we're doing, Tony, is we're just incrementally marching right into it. They're just continuing to advance this agenda. And I don't know how you can say it any more clear than that. Go ahead.
There's no resistance in this country. There is resistance in Europe. They're out there. There's been mass protests. Okay, they've been hiding them. Okay, I've seen them on Vinci. They're out there with the digital ID, new world order. So like I said, you better hope for a violent revolt this winter in Europe. Okay, that's the only thing that's going to save us, because not only is nobody doing anything about this agenda, and they don't even know about it. So like I said, when I went out there after I scoped the office out, okay, I went into a gym out there and I looked at these people. I said, these people are so pathetic. I don't even think they know who this congressman is, and they would even care what I have to say, you know, because I've been screwing around for 4 years trying to wake people up around here. So I just gave up. Okay, I said, I didn't even bother. It's 25 miles away. But this guy got a free ride on this whole agenda. This guy with $2.5 million, and this is the end game of what this guy is advocating in Congress. Was never called out on this. It's like, hey buddy, we're supposed to eat bugs. Hey buddy, you want to limit our freedom of movement? This is happening, man. But like I said, no one's saying anything about it in this country, except like I said, a little bit on the internet or alternative news on BitChute. Watch this video. You will be stunned. It says climate change lockdowns are here, and they're starting it in the UK. And you're not gonna prevent this through elections, okay? Because they're stealing the elections and they're putting their people in. You're to have a revolt against this, point blank. I hate to say it, and like I said, I'm not advocating any upheaval in this country. But you better hope it happens in Europe this winter, because we're screwed. Because right now, okay, bye bye.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to Tom in Florida, Patrick and Lauren coming up. Tom, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Farron, good day, Farron. There's a lot of great calls. All the calls are great. I just got to say this, Farron. First off, you were talking about, I don't know what you call it, UK, Britain, whatever. There is one great thing that came out here. His name is Tyson Fury. He's basically letting you know, he's a heavyweight champion of the world. He's letting you know that the place is being invaded with Muslims. They're building more mosques in London than they do our evangelical churches. But yeah, he's the one good thing. But you know what, Fern? I forgot. He's not English. He's from Ireland. He's Irish. Oh, I forgot about that. That's right. He's not English. He's an Irishman. Anyway, so yeah, that's just what I got to say about that. Now let's get rolling and the ball going. Look what's going on here with Twitter. You just mentioned a lot of names last hour, Farron. Every one of those people should be arrested. And so I see the Congress arresting these people for treason against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and every other damn thing that this country stood for. I don't believe anything. And you're right. Jim made a great call to start off the show. He's absolutely right. The Republicans haven't done a damn thing. And I can tell you about the Bushes. They're scumbags. I met Jeb Bush here in South Florida, Coral Gables. He's a rat bastard. Jeb Bush wants you to speak Spanish instead of English, speak English in your own country. That's what he's telling in the Miami Herald. This guy, Jeb Bush, is a punk. If I ever seen him, I'd like to jab slap him because he's such a lying rat. And his whole family are skull and bones criminals. Okay, now let's go back to this. Now, Farron, let's get rolling. I'm going to get rolling with this. Our country is being invaded. There's no question about it. We're being invaded as we speak. These people are not coming to compliment. They're coming to eat our lunch, take our jobs. We all know that. Everybody knows that on RBN. But here's the problem. Nobody's being arrested. Nobody's being tried for treason. Okay? Why don't they bring in 4 or 5 million South white Africans over here, Farron? They would never allow it. They would not allow that. And all we've heard is a filthy lie after lie after lie. And you know, I was listening to a show the other day, and a caller from Tennessee called, and I believe it was Joe, and he made a wonderful point. Look what they did to Mel Gibson. There's your proof in the pudding. He made great movies. He hasn't made movies in years because they don't want to allow him. He used to make great movies for people to watch, Braveheart. You made all these wonderful movies, Passion of the Christ, Apocalypto. You don't see these movies anymore. Farron, because they won't let a guy like Mel Gibson out because he said something to a Jewish police officer, and they crucified him. These Zionists, Zionists are animals. They're monsters, what they've done to this world and to this country, mainly the United States, Farron. They're only 2%. Yes, they're on the Supreme Court. Yes, they're taking all the judgeships. They got all this filthy money. They spent over $140 million in the state of Florida to take Donald Trump down in the Florida election against Biden. $140 million, Farron. These schmucks. And these schmucks got all this. And that Zuckerberg, you want to arrest somebody, you get that Mark Zuckerberg. That schmuck, swine. He thinks he's a little king of Israel. That schmuck. And you got all these schmucks in Israel. Israel, they lie their asses off. They lie, lie, lie. And you know what, Farron? Here's what you got to tell everybody. I'm going to tell everybody. You know how you beat them, Farron? You know how you beat them? You tell every one of these Jews, and everybody on RBN needs to know this. You say you're a Jew for Jesus. All you got to do is say I'm a Jew for Jesus, and let them refute you. What are they going to do, Farron? I want to hear your opinion on that, and I want to go back to something after that. Can you? And I want to talk about Putin. But can you tell me what you think about that idea? I'm a Jew for Jesus Christ, Farron. How's that?
Well,
is that okay with you?
It would depend on who you were relaying that to. But let me do this. Let me turn it back to you. I got a full bank of callers. I want to get everybody in. So let me give you a couple more minutes to wrap it up, Tom.
Okay, Farron. As you well know, Breitbart and Newsmax have been talking about Putin's already been saying, if you unleash one atomic bomb, we're going to unleash 30 or 40 of them on you. But Putin is basically saying, we're going to throw the gauntlet at you. If you even think about trying to go against Russia and this Ukraine nonsense, and Zelensky's got a house in Miami that's worth like $18 million, just so everybody knows. And then you got, I would like to talk about Mad Maxine Waters, and I want to talk about this reparations they want to give all these Afro-Americans in California. What nonsense that is.
I'm going to have to go, Tom. I've got a full bank. I got six callers waiting, but I appreciate the phone call. Great points as always. I just only got so much time, unfortunately. Let's get Patrick, then Lauren, then Kathleen, then Murr. Patrick, how you doing? What's on your mind?
I think Tony hit something that they in Russia they bulldoze all the Catholic churches. Lenin is the one who said, "Oh, Catholic women are cockroaches." And they would put you in a gulag for 10 years just for teaching your child any Christianity. They get away with all this stuff because they have complete control of the media. An example of that is 1940, a young student was in Brown University, and he swallowed all of the propaganda that Hitler was trying to invade Poland and conquer the United States. He joined the Navy and led three different squadrons, well-decorated. And finally, when he come to his senses, he ends up leading the Nazi Party in America, George Lincoln Rockwell. And it just goes to show you the power of this propaganda and the media machine they have. If you talk about presidents, like Hillary says, I can just go right down the street and get all my orders from the CFR. The presidents don't run this country. If they give them any kind of guff at all, like Reagan, they shot him in the first 6 months and brought him under control. He got real quiet. Kennedy, he had a major plan of taking down with the silver certificates and they done him in plain sight. So, that's all I really got. I just wanted to show you that their media is very powerful. And it's only voices that, that has the courage to speak out, like, Bill Cooper and of course, Jim Trafficant. They pay a price, maybe, but at least it blows the cover of the lion media. That's all I got, Aaron. Thank you.
And, with what Patrick said there, if they're still on YouTube, I haven't looked lately, but there was some George Lincoln Rockwell speaking at Brown University, and it was really interesting. And then, of course, the book, This Time the World, by George Lincoln Rockwell. Marlo Brando was another one that spoke out around that time about the Mel Gibson controversy. And there's videos where Mel Gibson discussing what happened to him in his Hollywood career. Lauren in Ohio, how you doing? Do we have Lauren? Am I on?
Hey, there you go. You got
all
me?
Right, there we are. Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, so I'm loving this. I'm just gonna run through a couple of quick notes because that way it's quick. So on the Ye West thing, the thing that he got right is Jesus said so or Jesus said no, and that is the problem that we have. The revolution we need to have is a revelation revolution. We need to respect each other and respect the truth. We best protect each other when we each respect the truth. And that means that where the Constitution describes the limitations on the power of government, they are servants. They are there to defend the borders and to protect from insurrection inside the country. And they're doing neither. They're actually fomenting and helping. They're overthrowing the country. They're selling us out to China. It's all public, and nothing's being done about it. Well, that is our fault as a people. I mean, I don't know what people talk about at Thanksgiving dinner or at Christmas dinner or at New Year's, you know, but it's time for us to start talking, getting out of our comfort zone. You know, you may get your friends don't want to talk to you. You may get disinherited. Your spouse might leave you. Your kids might not talk to you. But the bottom line is you're going to have nothing if we don't deal with this. So that's the one thing. And then on the COVID thing, people, I don't know if you've seen this, A.G. Huff on Twitter. This is the guy who is the vice president and senior scientist. His name is Dr. Andrew Huff. And he wrote a book, The Truth About Wuhan. And he was the vice president and the senior scientist at EcoHealth running the programs while Fauci was there. I don't know if you guys covered this, but he's got all of the unredacted documents available on his Twitter. So it's A.G. Huff on Twitter. Get the unredacted documents. It includes, you know, like chimeric COVID spike proteins in bats using skin-penetrating nanoparticles. These are like the papers that he's reviewing that they're saying they don't know anything about, but he was reviewing them at the time. Understanding the risk of exposure to bat coronaviruses. He presented this information to the House Intelligence Committee and to different senators and congresspeople. No, they don't want to know. So it's about, the Bible says the way you win is expose and overturn. Stand in truth, expose, and overturn. And that's what we have to do. So if we keep talking about physical revolution, and if you're not a Christian, I understand, but the bottom line is things run the way he built them to run. He said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Why does the media lie to us? Why did they repeal the Smith-Mundt Act? They did that because they need for us to be brainwashed and lied to, because if we had the truth, we would make a different decision. So what we need to do is, the revolution is a revelation revolution. Let's get more truth out there, no matter what it costs us.
All right, let me jump off and get everybody else on. Kathleen in Texas, then Murray in Wisconsin. I'm going to get to you. Kathleen, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, Farron. First of all, I adore your laugh. I feel like I'm in an insane asylum when you laugh. It is so funny. So anyway, I really appreciate your show. I just wanted to say I went to 13 years of Catholic school, and when I was in second grade, and I'm pushing 80, so when I was in second grade, there was a book that we had, and it was called Bible History. In that book, they had black and white photographs of what the Bolsheviks had done to the priests and the nuns. They had crucified them. So I know they had done other things too, but these were pictures of the priests and nuns, Christian priests and nuns, being crucified by the Bolsheviks. So that was imprinted on my mind, you know, and the word Bolsheviks. And so, anyway, and then I'd like to say we're all in Jesus' hands, so we don't have anything to worry about. But I love Murr's new show. She's on Sundays at 2, and last Sunday she played a great, for the first half hour, a great clip of Leo, I think it was Frank, or I forget his name, but that was the beginning of the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, and it was to protect a Talmudist that had raped and killed a 13-year-old girl in his factory. And they're still trying to say that he was innocent. And the people, you know, there were three Talmudists on the jury, and they all said he was guilty, you know, with the evidence. So he was supposed to be have the death penalty, and the people. And then all of a sudden, that was reversed. So the people themselves came and hung him. And
yeah, I believe that Mary Fagan, I think she was 13 years old. Mary Fagan's an interesting story from, what did you say, what year? I think it was 1912, 13, 14, somewhere in there, early 1900s. I did not know Mer had a show at 2 p.m. Yeah, I've not looked at Mer, the schedule.
Her show is great. She's one. So anyway, that we need to the information. But anyway, God love you. You're all in my prayers. I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas. And I really appreciate all of you, and especially Sam and Julie and Mike. Okay, take care.
Thank you so much.
And all your callers, especially Jim from New York, Rhino, neocon cucks.
I was trying to think what was left out there. It was Rhino. All right. We got Murr, then we've got James in Vancouver. So, Murr, if you can keep it to about a minute or two, I will get to James. Go ahead, Murr.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kathleen. I'm honored to be on with all these callers. But, yeah, this is a very important case that must not be erased. Okay, and that was done by Really Graceful, but you can find it if you listen to the archive and check for yourselves. But what I wanted to call about was something very positive, and it's something that goes on here, Roger Seals. You have to learn the information. It doesn't cost you money. It costs you time and effort to learn the information. But a woman named Sarah came on, and she'd been on before on the Jitsi board where we have the forum, and there's up to 100 people on there routinely. Anyway, her 16-year-old daughter's very rebellious, and it turned out several things occurred where she ran away at the suggestion of a slightly demented grandmother, apparently, and different things that went on through. She's from Louisiana, and this was in South Dakota, and then they were in Colorado to visit other in-laws, and they took her. They picked the girl up and took her CPS, right? And we're going to railroad her through a mental evaluation and stuff, and asked her like 8 times to stab her with the poison, right? But Sarah had copies of their affidavits that they sent to the Secretary of State. Hers, her, the father, the husband, and the daughter. And they asked to speak to the administrator. He read them. They let her go in 5 minutes.
Can you tell us the website where we find that information real quick, and I'll grab James?
Well, you have to listen to Roger, and it's actually, there's a recording, and he'll probably play it. I wouldn't be surprised tomorrow, but I can send it to you so you can take care of something maybe on New Year's Day. That might be part of your roundup. Thank you.
All right, send it to me, and I'll see that Steve O'Brien gets it uses it. But send it to me and Steve. All right, hey, James in Vancouver, you'll be the last caller. We got just a couple of minutes. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning. I just want to read this. It says it's an advertisement. Canadian fashion retailer La Maison Simons has launched a new advertising campaign called All is Beauty, promoting assisted suicide, which became legal in Canada in 2016. This video features a terminally ill woman in her 30s named Jennifer, who died in October. She talks about coming to terms, opting to end her life, describing euthanasia as the most beautiful exit. So it's down to this. And there was no COVID. That was all a hoax designed for people to get scared, paranoid, hysterical, to go out and get a shot that would kill you. And Elon Musk, as far as I'm concerned, is not the savior for free speech. He wants everyone to get hooked up to the cloud with a plug in their head, okay? And there you go. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you. And actually, James reminded me, I had a story, dailymail.co.uk. A doctor approved Les Landry's application for medical assistance in dying, despite him saying poverty is a major factor in the decision to end his life. Landry, which this is in Canada, James was saying, 65, awaits a verdict of a second doctor who visited his home on Wednesday. Landry says if the second approval isn't given, he will shop for another doctor willing to sign off on it, something that's legal now under Canada's euthanasia laws. So here we've got a guy in Canada that's attempting to have legalized euthanasia because he's homeless and he's poor and otherwise healthy. I don't want to die, but I don't want to be homeless. Canadian man, 65, has a doctor's approval for euthanasia despite admitting becoming poor is the main reason for applying to die. Well, James, if you're still on, wow, isn't that something?
Well, it's disgusting crap, and people should know about it. I mean, this is, it makes me sick, and it ought to be out there. And we're being tricked on a daily basis to do things like this. If it's not COVID and the shots, it's, like I said, the hookup Elon Musk wants everybody to have under the pretext that he's going to make the lame walk and the blind see. That problem was already solved in Germany in the 1930s, okay? Physiologically, it can be done. In some countries, you can get the cure for cancer, OTC, over the counter, okay? You can't get that in Canada and the United States. Why? All right, sir, I'll let you go.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. Yep. Well, we're out of time. Let me do my bit. You know, support the network. Donate. Go to the website. Check out this week's book. And, you know, great calls today, too. I mean, I don't know how many we had. I guess we had 10, 9 or 10 or 11 or something. But great calls. And I get a lot of email from all over the world. A lot of people really enjoy the caller hour. They have favorite callers, frequent callers. But only together can we affect change, and identifying the problems, spreading the word, talking to your family and friends. Hopefully things will change. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Blackout, because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.